Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a segment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
This is an unprecedented moment in American history. Now, I obviously believe in Medicare for all. I will fight for that as president. But right now, in this emergency, I want every person in this country to understand that when you get sick, you go to the doctor. When you get sick, if you have the virus, that will be paid for.
First of all, I have to take care of those who, in fact, are exposed or likely to be exposed to the virus. Secondly, I would make sure that every state in the union had at least 10 places where they had drive-through testing arrangements. But we have to deal with the economic fallout quickly.
Mm-hmm. What the experts tell us is that one of the reasons that we are unprepared and have been unprepared is we don't have a system.
That is a national emergency, and that's how it's handled. It is not working in Italy right now, and they have a single-payer system.
Well, and clearly this crisis is only making a bad situation worse.
We're at war with the virus. It has nothing to do with co-pays or anything. We just passed a law saying that you do not have to pay for any of this, period.
Yeah. No, that's not true, though, Joe. Hey, everybody. It's Monday, March 16th, and we're at war. We're at war with a virus. Where is my armor? Where is my shield? Where are my weapons? What are my weapons? What do I use? I have no earthly idea. The president is AWOL. He is, you know, telling everybody everything is fine. Governors were all over the TV last night, yesterday, Sunday shows, saying they're getting absolutely no help from the federal government at all, that they're on their own. They're making decisions. They're closing things. They're opening things. They're closing things. They're opening things. L.A., all the bars, all the restaurants are now closed. There is no service, no dine-in service available in Los Angeles. Okay, New York City decided to close schools today. We have over 36 million kids that have no school, and it seems like there will be no school, at least attending school, that will happen in this country for 36 million kids until, what, the 20th of April or some such weirdness? So everybody is scrambling, trying to figure out, you know, we're a small business. That's what, you know, we are here. And we're all sitting here, like Scott, who answers the phone and, you know, is the executive producer, cuts all these videos and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, does the research with me every night, every morning. He's working from home. Why? He has a brand new newborn baby. That's baby number two. Baby number one has to be quarantined from baby number two. His wife has to be home because she owns a hair salon and she doesn't want to put anybody in harm's way. Scott needs to work from home, and thank God he can do most of that. Howard is now here to answer the phones for us, and Howard is, believe it or not, he is one of those high-risk individuals, and he's out and about, so, you know, he has no symptoms, but God help us if he gets any. You know, we're getting like emergency messages from his daughter, from this one, that one. Please, please don't go out. Don't go out. And, you know, they're not wrong. But what are you going to do? How do you cope and deal? How are you coping and dealing? What are you doing? Who's afraid? Who's not afraid? I will tell you right now that the incompetence at the federal level is legion. It's legendary. And so you've got governors all over the place trying to do things on their own. And today, the president's about to give some sort of a White House coronavirus briefing. I don't even really want to carry it because this man is causing so much harm and so much confusion, and so many lies have been told about his lack of response. He doesn't take responsibility for any of this. He doesn't take responsibility for the fact that the World Health Organization, check this out, the World Health Organization offered the United States coronavirus test kits at the beginning of this, when they first became aware of this coronavirus pandemic. And Donald Trump said he didn't want them. He didn't want them because he didn't like the numbers. He wasn't, you know, completely sure that the numbers would be favorable to him. So he therefore said, I don't want the tests. I don't want the tests.
It's testing, in part because he says he inherited so many rules, regulations, and red tape. Did bureaucratic red tape hamper this response in any way?
No, look, the World Health Organization offered the testing kits that they have available and to give it to us now. We refused them. We did not want to buy them. We did not want to get them from them. We wanted to make sure we had our own. I think he said something like, we have the best scientists in America, or something to that effect. The idea that we are not prepared for this and not, and the other thing I want to point out, and I agree with Bernie, we're in a situation where we have to now be providing for the hospitals that are going to be needed now.
This is a mess. This is a disaster because the president of the United States refuses to take any responsibility for anything. Nothing ever.
Dr. Fauci said earlier this week that the lag in testing was, in fact, a failing. Do you take responsibility for that? And when can you guarantee that every single American who needs a test will be able to have a test? What's the date of that?
Yeah, no, I don't take responsibility at all because we were given a set of circumstances, and we were given rules, regulations, and specifications from a different time. Wasn't meant for this kind of an event with the kind of numbers that we're talking about.
Yeah, he's lying right there. And here is Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Senator Sherrod Brown, talking about how Donald Trump decided that he would dismantle what we told, you know, Yemichi Alcindor asked the question out loud, but I was telling you that the president of the United States currently dismantled a department within the National Security Council that monitored pandemics. It was actually called PREDICT. That was the name. And the president, because it was an Obama agency, dismantled it. He took it apart.
For 2 years, President Trump left us without the team that's supposed to manage pandemics. Now, you know what that means? It means that there were about 40 people in the White House, led by an admiral, who's an MD, an admiral who's also a doctor. His job was to survey the world and look around for potential illness outbreaks, to look around for potential pandemics. It might have been SARS. It might have been Ebola. It might have been resurgence of polio. It might have been any number of things. His job at the White House, we're a rich enough country, we can do this, and we do it to protect, we care about the world, we protect our own people, though, as we see. If we don't, we see what happens. His job was to continue to look around the world and look out for these kind of pandemics. The president fired him. The president fired the whole office. The president's never replaced him. I sent him a letter at a time more than 600 days ago, back in May of 2018, telling him to stop dismantling our health care infrastructure. Now we're all paying the price for President Trump's decision.
That's just a fact. Yemichi Alcindor, in the press conference on Friday, asked him about it. And, you know, it was John Bolton who closed it, by the way. John Bolton, the man that refuses to testify, right? John Bolton, who wants to sell a book. These F you pay me dudes are so dangerous.
Can you just, from the reporting standpoint, just confirm for us who is it that got rid of this office? Because Donald Trump is saying he knew nothing about it.
Well, it's the Trump administration. The Obama administration had this office set up after the Ebola crisis, and they had people specifically looking at monitoring pandemics, looking out for things like SARS or polio. And President Trump got elected. He kept it for the first 2 years of his administration. And then around 2018, he decided that he wanted to disband it. And what you saw was health officials, top health officials, who are experts on things like viruses that are spreading very quickly. They left the administration abruptly. That group was then disbanded, and it was never ever brought back together. Or there was never anybody that was replaced to deal specifically with pandemics. So what you saw was the president say, well, we had to save money, and that's why we had to get rid of this group. And today, when I was pressing him on why that happened, which, of course, this happened under his administration, it was John Bolton, the National Security Advisor. This was the National Security Council. He said he knew nothing about it, which, of course, is stunning, given the fact that if he's telling the truth, the president means that he just didn't know what was going on in his own administration. And if he isn't telling the truth, which seems more likely at this point, then you have a president who is just saying, well, I'm completely aloof and don't want any responsibility for this pandemic.